Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
301, we welcome you back. Hour number two, Gwen and Chris. Day number two, Padres-Dodgers. Out of Petco Park tonight, Jesse Agler, Tony Gwynn Jr. will have the call. Sam Levitt will have the pregame show. After our show is over at about 5:40 this afternoon, thanks to Alden Gonzalez from ESPN for catching us up and talking a little Dodgers-Padres with us. Last night's game, again, was really, really good. And we've been trying to pick apart the Padres, and they should have done this, and they could have done that. But there were so many fun things about it, and it's a bummer to lose it. I get it. I thought, before we get to the daily gambit here, Nick Pivetta, I think people are going to say, well, that was a bad outing, and, you know, the Dodgers, you know, hit him up pretty good, and, you know, now I have a little concern over Nick Pivetta. You know how you fans can be.
Don't separate yourself like that.
Right. Well, because I'm not thinking that way.
Well, you're going to blame someone, blame him.
I'm not blaming him for anything. He gave up some runs to a really good team. But I will tell you this. When he left the mound after four innings, his team still had a chance to win. As a matter of fact, they were actually still leading the game. Yeah. And that's because I believe it was both the third and the fourth inning with two runners aboard and a chance really for the Dodgers to put the game out of sight. He came up with big strikeouts.
Yeah, he did.
To keep the inning and keep the game. And I've always said this about pitchers, and I think you've heard this too, but and this isn't any great shakes, but anybody can pitch well when you're pitching well.
Right.
When all the pitches are working and everybody hitting a ground ball to shortstop, it's really a fun thing to pitch. Man, you can't wait. But when you're not quite hitting your spots, or when a good team like the Dodgers is putting a hurting on some of your pitches, to still come through and keep your team in the game, I thought Pivetta showed me a lot last night. I know a lot of people probably didn't have that same takeaway, but I did.
There have been a few starts in the past eight games where you've seen that. You saw Kolek go out, have his rough outing, bounce back, keep his team in the game. They come back and win. You saw it from Kolek twice, actually, where he had a rough kind of first. You saw it from Burgert in his first outing. Kind of got roughed up a little bit in that second and third in San Francisco, right at the ship. Kept his team in there to have a chance to win. Pivetta's another one last night. I know you're right, Chris. The damage was done early, but there was more damage to be had, and he stopped it before he came out of that game, before he came out in the fourth. As you said, the Dodgers had a chance to blow that game open, and he got a big punch out, a couple big punch outs to get out of that inning. And I think that's a an underrated. I don't know if it's underrated. I just don't know that you saw had to see this from the Padres as much last year. It was more so guys filling in and stepping up. But they've showed a lot of moxie, a lot of marbles, if you will, in some of those spots.
Well, Scraby was certainly celebrating last night in the third inning when his guy, Tyler Wade, came up with the bases loaded and two outs and stuck one in the gap. Again, I think, you know, if he makes a perfect play, Hernandez maybe even catches that ball, but he didn't. And you end up with a three-run triple. Scraby's sending text to everybody he knows.
I said it to you guys. I'm a genius.
He's my MVP.
Guess what I got in my DMs, though? Sorry to cut you off, Chris, all the time.
No, that's fine. What'd you get?
I got, if Teoscar Hernandez was a little bit faster, the triple would never happen.
Okay.
Like, can we stop with doing it? It did happen. It did.
It's a triple in the book.
It did.
It's a triple. It gave them the lead. I'm going to tell you that I did a little Monday morning quarterbacking during the game last night, and I had,
so it was actually Monday night quarterbacking.
Monday night quarterbacking, right? And I had my guy Sammy Leavitt sitting right next to me, and he agreed with me. So I don't put this all on me. But here goes. In the sixth inning, it was still tied 5-5 or 6-6. Tyler Wade came up against Banda, was the left-handed pitcher in the game for the Dodgers. At that moment, out goes Wade, in comes Lockridge. For the platoon, lefty-righty. I was okay with that on the surface, but I told Sammy right there at the moment, and I said, and he kind of agreed with me, I don't know that I would do this right here. Wade has been hitting great. And I would keep Wade in because this spot in the order will come up again later in the game, and I'd rather have Wade against a righty than Lockridge against a righty. I think managers, and this is not just Mike Shildt, I think managers overuse the platoon thing sometimes. And I thought Wade was the better option, the guy I'd rather have at the plate last night later in the game. That's just something I'm throwing out there. I don't think it wasn't a ghastly error or anything like that.
It goes with what they've been doing.
I understand that, but again, once you take Wade out, now Lockridge, you lose the ability to use him as a pinch runner later in the game. And I just think you left yourself a little shorthanded. They're already very shorthanded on the bench as it is, because Luis Camposano is taking up a uniform but not playing ever. So they don't really have a lot of moves they can make late in a ball game. Tony's strangely silent right now.
I didn't know you were asking my opinion.
No, I'm not. I'm just throwing it out there for conversation's
sake.
I'm asking Tony's opinion.
I didn't have a problem with the move. They have been going with Lockridge late in games for defensive replacement. He is the natural outfielder.
Yeah.
I can't recall T. Wade swinging the bat well against lefties, but I just went and looked. He's hitting .294 against lefties. So maybe you can leave him in. But I think that was more, listen, maybe that's one that he could go back and redo. But I think ultimately most managers are going to take their righty-lefty matchup there versus the lefty on lefty, even if the lefty is swinging the bat well. Now, maybe that changes down the line. Plus, Lockridge has come up in those spots and had some success. That was really one of the first bad routes I've seen him take defensively in last night's game. It ended up being in a big spot, but I can see you're thinking a little bit.
I'm thinking that Lockridge had a restless night. He must, because he's this guy, man. I can't think of a guy that cares more about contributing to the Padres. Yeah. And even though I'm sure everybody picked him up, he thinks he should have caught that ball in left field. And I think he's probably putting a lot of this game on himself. And I hope that's not the case. But this is part of playing in the big leagues, right, Tony? You got to find a way to bounce back from this the next day and, as they say, start from zero again.
I've told you guys my horror story coming in as a defensive replacement in the ninth inning and butchering a ball. Fortunately, my closer got me out of it. But, yeah, man, I mean, it happens. It happens. It's funny. Lockridge and I were having a conversation, and we didn't even do the Daily Gambit, by the way. But nonetheless.
Yes, well, we had you, so we're going to keep you and do that in the next segment.
I was having a conversation with Locke, and we were just he was talking about, you know, the difficulty of that role. Remember, Locke has spent his time in the minor leagues playing every day.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing for him to be sitting as long as he has and then being asked to do it. And the one thing I tried to impart on him was, you know, the tough part is that you're probably going to feel like that most days not playing. Like you're going to not feel yourself. And I said the trick is to try to get your mind and your body to align even when you are going to feel bad. It just really becomes about you going out there and competing. I think he's done a really good job of that. I just think he had a rough night last night in terms of that defensive play and how he looked at the plate.
Yeah. Well, and let's also, one thing we haven't mentioned, the Dodger bullpen was really good last night. I don't know if people really noticed it, but after the Wade triple in the third inning, the Padres got three base runners the rest of the game. That's it. A walk. I think actually Sheets got a single in the fifth inning.
Sheets was the last single until what, the
until
ninth?
Merrill hit the double in the tenth
inning.
That's
right.
That's it. The only other base runner was Fernando's walk in the ninth inning. So the Dodger bullpen, give them credit. But it'll be interesting to see now what both bullpens do tonight. Because they both were used a lot last night.
I'm pretty sure that, and I think that was why, I think that's why Dave stuck with May one extra inning because they knew today was coming and they were most likely going to be tapping into that bullpen.
And according to MLB lineups, the Dodger lineup is in, but they list Lou Trevino, the reliever, as their starting pitcher.
Lee Trevino's a golfer. Chris.
Not Lee Trevino, Lou Trevino.
Oh, Lou Trevino.
Yes. Talking about Lou Trevino.
Lee Trevino,
here.
Yes, he is a golfer.
I thought he got confused for a second.
Padres are countering with Harris English tonight.
Tony, EC Money on the chat is asking you for, or both of you were there, so Manny Machado's drop ball. What did you guys see?
Well, he didn't drop the ball.
No, I'm sorry, his air
didn't get near him.
He lost it. Just you. T. Wade was out there doing this. He didn't see. You talking about the ball that fell in?
Yeah.
They just didn't see it. I think it was hit because the runner was going.
Yep.
And he was playing in like that shortstop area. He went down to deke like it was on the ground, and then when he went to go find it again, he just never found it.
Right.
After that. So
I think
it
would have been Bogart's ball in general, but he was over covering the bag as well for the potential steal. But it did look weird to the fans because you don't see a ball drop that far away from a fielder very often.
What you guys don't get to see because the camera doesn't pick it up is the ball's hit, the runner's going on the pitch, and Manny like fakes like he's fielding a ground ball to get my man to kind of get disoriented, slide maybe.
Right.
But then the problem was that the time of night it was kind of like that twilight. It's still a little bit light. And once the ball goes above the lights in that part, you can't. It's tough to see. And so, Wade standing like this, he didn't see it. He was never going to get to it anyway. And then Manny never saw it either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, take a break. Tony, I'm sure you're probably on your way.
Nope, but I got another segment.
Oh, good.
Today.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, hey, look out. Okay. Well, Daily Gambit.
He says.
Daily Gambit after we check traffic, folks. Matt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Scraby. Better get to our daily gambit, Mr. Scraby. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, a fantabulous sports game show. Don't miss that. First, don't miss this.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. For all the Arise haters out there, I would like to tell them this. Since May 16th, Padres players with runners in scoring position, Luis Arise has the most hits in that position since May 16th. He's gone 6 for 16. Tyler Wade, 3 for 8. But for all those haters out there, Luis Arise is doing just fine. Driving in runs. Okay, I'll move on.
I'm honestly convinced that if my dad were playing right now, people would have the same sentiment.
That is a really interesting debate we should get into, or topic we should get
into
one day.
I honestly believe that.
I don't
can't believe all
you.
He does is hit singles. That number 19.
Who's that guy?
Toss him.
Who wants singles? Who wants a slap hitter? Anyway.
Tell you, since the first time it's been said. I mean, they were saying it then, too.
That's true. All right. Dodgers minus 1.5 last night on the run line. Chris and I took the Padres. Padres won the bet. They did not win the game. Under, over, number of runs in the game, 8.5. Both Chris and I went under. We were wrong. It was 15. Who had more strikeouts, Pivetta or Dustin May?
Pivetta 3-1.
Pivetta 3.
Yeah, May only had one.
Wow, I didn't realize he only had one. We both picked Pivetta, so we were good there. I realized I thought I went through all these bets, but I did not. So give me a second as I go.
I have the results. Just go ahead.
Okay, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you can say them, but I'll just tell you.
Okay, total bases, Ohtani or Machado?
Machado. 3-2 on that one.
Dang. Okay, so I got that
one.
He
had a double and a single.
Take that, Ohtani.
Ohtani had just a double.
Chris Sale, over under 7.5 strikeouts. I did look this up. He had 11. Chris went under. I went over. Florida Panthers -1.5 over Edmonton. We both picked the Panthers. We were both correct. They won 6-1.
Yeah.
Over under 6.5 goals. Under, you said, I said over. It was 7, so I got that one. More saves. Not Bavara, or not Skinner. Skinner did not save many things.
Skinner didn't save anything and didn't finish the game.
So no, Bobrovsky won that one. 32-18. I went with, we both went with Bobrovsky. Duke -2.5 over Murray State. We both took Murray State. Murray State headed to the College World Series.
Yeah, that's it's quite actually annoying.
Why? This is awesome.
Because Tony and I went to San Diego State where they can play some baseball, and we never got close to the stupid World Series. Now Murray State is in there of all teams.
Speaking of that, I was on a Zoom call with our good buddy, Buddy Black.
Yeah.
And let me tell you guys, this guy looks 10 years younger than he did when I saw him in Colorado. I told him. I was like, man, I'm so happy for you. You look so good right now.
That's good to hear.
His like skin was glowing. It was crazy.
He's finally got sleep for the first time
in 10 years.
He probably
is sleeping through the night again. It was good to see Buddy, man.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Bit of good news.
Final one, Valkyries at the Sparks last night. Sparks are 7.5-point favorites. We both chose Sparks. We were both wrong. Valkyries win 89-81.
Valkyries pulling off some upsets here. Valkyries took down the Aces.
Yeah, Valkyries have been okay in their expansion campaign. Tonight it's 8 runs over under, guys. Padres Dodgers 8 runs. Tony, you can go first since you're with us.
I'm going to go over.
Gonna say over. Scrabby.
I'm going to go over too.
I'll go under. Last night was
too much. That was the all the fireworks we're
going
to get.
Well, just no, I mean, not
Lee
all.
Trevino's starting for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
there's going to be lots.
He's only going to pitch one. Lee Trevino, yeah. He's only going to hit play 2 holes, then he's going to give way.
I see what you did there.
I think Dylan Cease. Come on, Dylan. He's due for one of those just crazy 7-inning, 1-hit things, I hope.
I'm down for an 8-0 game.
Yeah.
9-0 game.
Okay. Giants 1.5 at the Rockies. Now, we always pick against the Rockies here. Yeah. We always pick against the Rockies, but understand this. The Giants have played, this is crazy, 7 consecutive 1-run games.
Wow.
The Giants, and they've won 5
in a row.
We thought
we had it bad.
Yeah. They've won 5 in a row, but they haven't beaten anybody by 2 runs. Tonight they will. I'll take the Giants over the Rocks. Tony?
Yeah, I can't pick the Rockies.
Pick the Rockies. Scraby?
Giants.
All Giants there.
So know that you could pick against the Rockies every game.
Yeah.
From here on out, and your win percentage would be probably over like 75%.
Yeah, believe me, the books in Vegas are losing a lot of money because of this. Because people are figuring it out, you know, just pick against them every time. All right, Mackenzie Gore, NL strikeout leader, 6.5 Ks tonight at the Mets. Scraby.
6.5 Ks. He's been really good. I'm going to go over.
I am too. Mackenzie Gore has proven it. The only thing he can't ever get is a win. He's only got 2. Despite pitching as well as
he should have thrown at Manny last year.
Tony, don't
start. Or Profar me.
Don't start when we're...
I'm not even going to
just let
dignify
him,
it.
Let him go over, do his thing over there.
I think that he goes under.
Under.
Mets won't punch that
Mets
much today.
Mets won't punchy. All right. New York Liberty, 16.5 over the Chicago Sky, I believe they are. The Liberty's 8-0. Minnesota's 9-0. Those two teams are running away with the league. Chicago's off to a poor start. 16.5-point spread would indicate that. Game is on national television tonight. Maybe Chicago will show up and keep it semi-close. I'll take Chicago. It's a lot of points. Tony?
I, too, would take Chicago.
Chicago. Scrape?
I'll go Liberty.
NYL.
Liberty,
defending
Liberty,
champions.
Liberty.
And Angel Reese continues to be incredibly polarizing. She's only averaging like 5 points a game this year. 12.5 rebounds, but she's not making any field goal attempts. Nevertheless, her over-under for points is 10.5 tonight. Tony.
Over.
Over for Angel. All right. 10.5. Scrabby?
She seems like she does her best work on
when she's on TV.
So I'm going to go over as well.
Yeah. I'm going to say under just because the Liberty is actually a good team. So I think she's going to struggle a little bit to score. But Angel did win an award today. I think it was the BET Network, female...
BET.
BET, yes. A female... Well, it's... Okay.
I mean, in this day and age, a BET Network is a thing.
No, you're right. It's not, okay, it's BET, right. Black Entertainment Television.
There you go.
There you go. She was their female athlete of the year for the third time. The only player that's ever done that, along with her now, is Serena Williams. So pretty good company for Angel.
Who I got
be
to
in.
See be an athlete in person,
that
by
is
the
true.
Way.
When she...
I'm going to tell that story to the day I die.
Yes.
The Met
like
Gala,
one.
Tony saw... Serena Williams falling over suitcases.
No, not falling over suitcases.
No, she avoided the suitcases.
Hurdling suitcases.
Hurdling.
In a Met Gala dress, too, by the way, I might add.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Aha!
What?
No, Tony's correcting.
Oh, I thought you said... okay. Is that
all right,
it?
Thank you, guys. We have
that's
the,
it.
Yeah, we have the...
Fantabulous
Sports Game Show. I believe Scraby's the defending champion. Tony and
Champ is here.
Tony and I'll have to do something about that during the break.
Yes,
yeah, you guys will have to.
Hey, make sure you send me those answers here as soon as you can.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's coming over by carrier pigeon right now.
Chris is like, I never use Google Docs except for the past 7 years when I sent it to Tony.
I keep claiming I don't know how to use it.
You guys cheat. We know it.
More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Coming up on Wednesday's show, I'll be live at the Loft in the Western Metal Supply Company building, getting you ready for Padres and Dodgers, final game of the series.
The Braden Surprenant Show, weekdays from 10 till 2 on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Graby here, and I am with John Tompkins. He's also a client at SD Fat Loss. Thanks so much for...
And Matt Scraby getting ready to defend his title.
Champ is here.
And the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You can play along. We'll start it here momentarily. Padres Dodgers lineups are out for game 2 of the series. They look at least from the Padres side, Scrape looks very familiar to what I saw last night from the Padres.
Yes, everything is the same, and I'll read it in just a second. There we go. Fernando leading off, Luis Urias second, Manny Machado third, Jackson Merrill fourth, Gavin Sheets DHing, batting fifth, Xander Bogaerts batting sixth, shortstop. Jake Cronenworth playing second, batting seventh. T. Wade, left field, batting eighth. Maldonado, catching, batting ninth. And Dylan Cease on the mound.
Yeah, Cileas Diaz subbed in for Maldonado tonight. Dodgers looks a little different from last night. Of course, Shohei, Betts, Freeman. That's a given in the top three. Teoscar Hernandez. Max Muncy moves up a slot to fifth. Andy Pajes to sixth. Michael Conforto having a terrible year. Is in left field, batting seventh. That means that our guy Hyesung Kim is not playing tonight. Tommy Edman will bat eighth again. And then the catcher tonight will be Dalton Rushing. He's a left-handed hitting rookie.
It's a big prospect.
Big prospect. I don't even know Dalton Rushing. I've never heard him interviewed. But I'm going to just predict, based on what I heard earlier and what you will hear later, that Dalton Rushing is just a more pleasant guy than Will Smith. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to make that call because I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But Will Smith is rubbing me like the wrong way with a bunch of his stuff. And
he's just very, he thinks he's like funny and he's not.
I don't, he wasn't funny today. We'll hear what he said in a little bit later in the Big Five.
You would think he learned when he called Jerks and Profar irrelevant.
That was uncalled for. He never apologized for it. He never really seemed like he even cared.
No, Jerks and Profar
said something that rude.
Hit a to another bases clearing double on Sunday Night Baseball.
Man,
so
you know, look, that's neither here nor there. It's just it's an uncool thing to say. He's a fellow ball player. Anyway, Will Smith, he says a lot of stuff I don't care for, but he won't say it tonight because he'll be on the bench. Lou Trevino, not Lee.
Dang it, you stole my joke.
Lou Trevino, the reliever, will start for the Dodgers tonight at 6:40. Sam Levitt will start it all for us with the pregame show at 5:40. Now, are the contestants in position?
We got to wait for a second. Sam Levitt, or who else did you sit with last night? You were beginning
just
to
Sam.
Tell me. Just Sam? Did he stay with you the entire time? I'm killing time, so
just give
me a second.
Yeah, we hung. I stayed to the end of the game last night, first time all year.
Really? All 10 innings?
All 10 innings, and then I sat for another 10 innings in the tailgate lot trying to get out.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, there was 45,000 plus there last
night.
So
what? It's a mess. That is a mess.
I don't disagree.
Expect me to be leaving early next time. Okay. All right, let's check some traffic, then get into our game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, all right, all right. Here we go. The Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I know the Dodgers are playing the Padres this week. It's important. But I don't know, Scraby. I think the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, right up there in the minds of certainly our listeners.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, excitement. And hopefully we can have some excitement today.
One of the most asked about segments on our show is this one.
Yeah.
Do you let Tony win? The answer is no, I don't.
Tony, if you take a quick look, I'll show you the answers. Here we go.
See, you are in cahoots.
Okay. The category, I don't think it's confusing, but it may take a second to wrap your mind around, so I just want to make sure we get it. There's 15 correct answers today. You can play along out there. See how, if you can do as well as the guys or keep up with them. They'll take turns giving correct answers, and whoever gets to 8 first is going to win today. the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. The category is states that are home to champions. And I will be a little more specific now. Since 2020, this decade only, using Major League Baseball World Series champions, Super Bowl champions, NBA champions, Stanley Cup champions, we're also putting in NCAA football champions.
Oh my gosh, what are we doing?
And here? NCAA basketball champions. It sounds like a lot, but there's only five of each because the decade started in 2020. There's five champions in each of those six sports. Got it?
Oh, since 2020.
Since 2020. Okay. There's five champions.
Oh, since 2020.
Since 2020. Okay. Only this decade. There's five champions in each of the six sports. That's 30 champions, but they are represented by 15 different states in the country. You got to name the states that are home to those champion teams.
All right.
I could give you an example, but like if there was a champion, like if the Honolulu Islanders won the Stanley Cup,
then they're pretty good.
Hawaii would be the answer to that one.
Gotcha.
All right, so, Scraby, I think you're coming off a... Oh, no, I think you're coming off a win.
I think I am, too.
So Tony gets to choose whether he wants to go first. That could be important today because you only got to get up to eight. If you miss one, of course, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out.
I will go first.
Tony will just go ahead and go first. All right, guess a state that has won a championship this decade in any of those sports, Tony.
Only in California.
Yeah, I'm going to start with that one. California's a good place to start. Five championships in California this decade. The Dodgers, the Rams, the Lakers, and actually the Dodgers twice, the Rams, the Lakers, and for some reason I'm not seeing the fifth, but...
Do I get 5 points for
trust
that?
Me.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there multiple points?
Oh,
you did not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's five in California.
He said, "Trust me."
Yeah, trust me. There's five, but I'm missing one of them for some reason.
I said the Rams.
The Warriors.
You said the Lakers.
Dodgers twice. Rams, Lakers, and Warriors. Thank you, Scraby. Five champions this decade. All right, so Tony's on the board, 1-0. Scraby, your turn for a state that's won a championship or more this decade.
Texas.
Texas has got three. That is correct. The Astros and Rangers both won in baseball, and Baylor won an NCAA basketball championship.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's how that works. We're tied at one. There are 13 correct answers to go. Tony's up.
Georgia.
Trying to schmooze in with the boss, Adam Klug. No, I know you would never. But everybody needs to know. There's no way we wouldn't know this one because of Adam Klug. The Braves won.
It's not because of the Falcons.
No, it isn't. The Braves won one, and the University of Georgia football won back to back. So those are the three for Georgia, and you guys are underway here, 2-1, Tony. Scraby.
I will go Florida.
Florida. Okay, you guys are getting the big ones out of the way, which is often how the game works. Florida's got five championships this decade. The Buccaneers won this decade. Two by the Lightning, one by the Panthers last year, and then this year's NCAA basketball championship, Florida Gators. So you guys are taking all the big ones.
Yes.
There are 2-2 means 11 correct answers left. Tony, name a state.
How about, for my mass heads out there, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. Very good, Tony. Boston Celtics are on the board in 2024. They're last year's NBA champs. So Tony scores there. He leads 3-2. And it is back to you, Scraby, with 10 correct answers to go.
What about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. That's a winner. The Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, are the lone championship in the state of Pennsylvania this decade. Tied at three. You guys are cruising. We'll see if you continue cruising here. There are nine left. Tony.
How about Colorado?
Colorado has two. That is correct. The Nuggets won the NBA title. And the year prior to that, the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. So Tony's got a 4-3 lead. Scraby with eight correct answers to go.
What
to
about
be clear, NBA, NHL, MLB, College football?
And college basketball.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think you didn't say NFL, but the four major sports, NCAA football and basketball.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. All right, 4-3, Scraby with 8 correct to choose from.
Alabama.
Alabama has only one, but that's enough. They won the 2020 college football championship.
Ooh, wow.
Alabama won that one. That is correct for Scraby to tie it at 4 with 7 correct remaining. Only of the 7 left, only 2 of the 7 have multiple championships. So it's getting a little tighter, but we'll see. Tony, tied at 4.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah, unfortunately, that's correct. Yeah, the Aztecs are well aware. Connecticut basketball won back-to-back, actually, 23-24. So Tony is correct, takes a 5-4 lead. 6 to go, Scraby. We're coming right down to the nitty-gritty with no strikes yet on either side.
Okay. Let's go with...
Are you playing strategy here? Because you get in trouble when you play strategy.
No, I'm just...
Every time he
there's
gets
one team I have no idea... There's...
Well, you don't know where they're located?
I mean, it's kind of confusing, but I'm going to say Missouri.
Missouri. Why is that confusing to
Kansas
you?
Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City's in Missouri.
Where did you think
pretty
it was
sure.
At?
Yeah,
Kansas?
I believe there's a little piece of Kansas City in Kansas.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No, I am not.
Everybody knows Kansas City's in Missouri. All right, we're tied at 5. There are 5 correct answers left, and all 5 have each won 1. So we're down to that, and it is Tony's turn. Tied at 5. Wait, are we 1, 2, 3... Yeah, 5. Oh, I didn't write one of yours down, Scraby, for some reason, or did I? I don't know.
It's 5-5. That's
We're definitely 5-5 for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Tony.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Ah! That is a strike because Scraby said that one earlier.
You even repeated it.
The Eagles. Scraby said that
I
earlier.
I repeat that one.
Yes, you did. You go, Pennsylvania.
Tony repeated one.
Dang.
That does not happen very
That's
often.
That's what I get for not writing these down this time.
I know.
Okay.
So now that gives Scraby a chance
Don't
to take
screw
the lead
it up,
here.
Matt.
Scraby, who you got?
Okay, I know I need to go a little bit quicker today.
There's 5 correct answers remaining. They've
oh
each
gosh.
Won one.
Oh, gosh.
Looking
oh gosh.
For states with championships.
States with championships. Why am I blanking on every single team in every single
I
sport?
I smell trouble. Trouble.
Yeah. Every single team in every single sport.
Scraby never runs into trouble until
head.
He gets the lead. I don't know why that's...
this is when he does his best
Yeah, this
work.
Is when you do your best work.
I don't even know what states are anymore.
Tick, 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 tick. You got the buzzer over there, so you decide how much time you get.
Yeah, what the hell?
Illinois,
that's a buzzer. No championships in Illinois yet this decade.
Terrible teams. What am I doing?
Sorry about that, Scraby. So we're 1 strike apiece. We're back on serve, as it were. Tony is up in a 5-5 deadlock, and he's got 5 correct answers to choose from. Champions in what state? Tony, who do you have?
Nevada.
Oh, he picked. I think he got the toughest one. That is correct. Nevada's home to the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
They won the Stanley Cup in 2023.
I was like, Nevada doesn't have any.
Yes, they do. Tony's correct. He takes a 6-5 lead with 4 remaining.
No.
Scraby, you need champions in any of the 4 major sports, NCAA football or basketball. Correct answers left. This decade, you need to name the state in which these teams play.
It's getting tight.
It's getting tight. It's getting. What is that song you taught me yesterday, Scraby, by Nelly?
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
That's a good one.
It's getting hot in here.
That was real good, Chris.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, Scraby.
I've literally forgot every single state out there. For
you
some
sailed
reason.
Right through the first 5 like this was a piece of cake for you. Now you're getting
well, now
your,
I'm trying to think of like...
You're getting your comeuppance now.
Oh, no!
No.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right,
tick,
I'm just going to have to...
Just going to throw one out there and hope you get it? Come on, Scraby. This is, I mean, these are tough, but I don't think they're that impossible at this point.
Is there a district on there?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. There's no little funny business things on this one.
Okay, I'm just going to say New York.
New York does not have a championship this decade. Nothing for New York.
I am single-handedly giving this away.
Scraby, well, who else would give it away?
Your questions.
Scraby's got two strikes, and Tony with a 6-5 lead closing in. If you can get another one here
right now, I'm not.
Tony, you're up with a 6-5 lead. Who do you got?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Tony's NBA knowledge is helping here. The Milwaukee Bucks, 1-20-21. That is correct. Tony takes a 7-5 lead.
I hate this category.
There are three. You know, this is a tough one because naming states is a very difficult thing to do.
Well, naming states, because not every state has a champion.
Right. It would be kind of a silly category if all 50 states were correct answers.
Right.
It would have made it easier.
For you, there's only three that will save you in this game now.
I'm trying to think.
Three states that are home to champions, either in the four major sports, NCAA football, or NCAA basketball.
Uh-oh. Did you help? Did you come up with one?
Did the light go on?
This could be wrong.
All right.
Oh, of course.
Wouldn't be surprising.
But did the Carolina Hurricanes of North Carolina win a Stanley Cup?
Is that what you want to guess?
Sure.
North Carolina for the final stay in the game is going to get you the final buzzer. You have struck out. And Tony Gwynn Jr.
This is the booing's for me.
Is the champion today. Scraby races through the first five answers and then completely lays an egg the rest of the way. Wait till I tell you who the champions are, Scraby. You're going to really be upset.
I'm going to say,
Tony, do you know any of these last three?
I think I got Kansas.
Kansas has won, yes. Kansas basketball.
Basketball.
They won in 2022.
Oh, they did.
Ohio
State University just won football this year.
I've thought about Ohio like 100 times.
Yeah.
And there's one more in NCAA football. It's right next to Ohio.
You're the only 10 I see?
Michigan. Oh, Michigan won the NCAA football in 2023.
That was one
of your all-time fumbles right
there. Yeah, that's bad. That was
a rough one for you.
Tony even gave you one with the matching guess, which never happens in this game.
This is absolutely one of my worst showings in this game.
Well, we're still proud of you, Scraby.
Proud of me for losing.
Well, the good thing is you named five correct, and you named three of the 35 states that were not correct.
I was D.C.? Did the Caps win? No.
I thought you were going to guess Puerto Rico at the end there.
I was going to guess North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
They've all been wrong.
Tony's back on top. The Fantabulous Sports Game Show championship is his. How about
you
out there? Maybe you got yourself a Chris vs. the Fans championship. That's next, 833-288-0973.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.